Hello. How's everybody doing? Happy April 1st. Let me know in the chat that you can hear me. And here comes Coach Mish. I am Coach Betsy. Let's see. Coach Mish is going to be in the chat today. Just got a few little housekeeping things here to do. All right, Mish, you are up. You're my partner in crime tonight. How's everybody doing? Hello, Peggy and Jenny and Beth and Kim and Carol. All right, and we've already got, let's see, we've got some people who are wanting to get coached, maybe. So, anybody who's interested in getting coached, get that hand up. Get that hand up. But I'm going to talk for a few minutes. But y'all, I can't talk and do computer stuff at the same time. I gotta like, well, I can, but it may just be a little. There we go. Okay, now I'm big. It may just be a little slower here. And then I also need to change my name. And I want to introduce myself for those of you, anybody that's fairly new here, let me know in the chat. Happy Monday. Be sure your chat is set to everyone. Lori, I think you're still host and panelist. I was still host and panelist. So be sure your chat's set to everyone. And we got the closed captioning going. We just got all the things. Okay, Ronzo. Ooh, I love that name. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. All right, so you are fairly new. First live coaching. Awesome. So I am Coach Betsy, and I'm going to change my name here real quick. Coach Betsy. And I am your binge coach around here in OBS. Of course, all the coaches can help you with your binging. But I've been doing this for quite a while now. And I have a history of binge eating myself. And so I just love, love, love to coach on binge eating because even just like maybe putting something in the chat about that you binge the other day, if you binge, right? Just getting your binge out into the light really helps to kill some of that shame. Maybe not all of it, but just bringing your binge out into the light and talking about it a little bit in this really safe, amazing community that we have here in OBS can be such a game changer because shame likes to hide in the dark. Shame likes to hide when we're hiding. It likes to hide with us in the cave. And here I am with this terrible, horrible, broken thing that I do every once in a while. But when we talk about it and we hear that, oh, other people are kind of going through maybe something similar, then we just kind of lower the temperature. We can lower the temperature on some of the shame when we just share our stories and share our struggles and share our wins too, because we're always binging better in some way. And if you can't find a way you're binging better, you just try and what's the word? You try and stump me. But just because you're talking about it, because you're here, that is a win. Okay. So anyway, I got off on a little tangent, but I'm Coach Betsy. I've been around a long time here at OBS. I found Corinne on a Weight Watchers message board back in 2006, 2007. And long story short, I have lost my weight twice with no BS. So regains happen, and you can end up losing your weight for good with no BS, no matter how many times it takes. And I am actually right now at a point where I have gained a little bit. And I talked about that. I did a little Facebook Live in our binge support group. And by the way, we do have an amazing binge support group in our Facebook community. So, for those of you all who are maybe a little bit new to us and don't know about the binge support group, the Facebook subgroup, It is just a great place. I am in there on a daily basis. I know Misha's in there a lot too. And we can just, you know, we hear you. We can just, you know, acknowledge you. We can celebrate your wins. We can really help you with anything that you're stuck with in there. And that's what we're going to do tonight as well. Okay. So we're going to do some coaching. So, oh my gosh, Janet, what a win, right? You stopped yourself in the middle of a binge. Oh my gosh. Binge versus overeat. Oh my gosh. I forgot my little notes. Well, I'm just going to have to do it by memory. Okay. Thank you, Mish. I've been meaning to talk about that. Because we almost have that question every single call. And I think I talked about answering it last call and I got off on something else and I never did. But what is the difference between a binge and an overeat? So let me just, I think that's enough for my intro. I'm just here to help. Misha's here to help. We love you all. And we have been where you have been. Okay. So that's what I love about our community is that our coaches, and so a lot of our coaches are right where you are. I did this Facebook Live earlier today where I talked about that I've been binging more lately. And it makes sense. It makes sense because of some things that I have been experiencing and going through and feeling right now. And so the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to just work on understanding our binges, work on having some compassion for ourselves and some understanding for ourselves. So that is really the key with ultimately reducing your binges, and your binges maybe even going away for a while or forever, is to really have compassion and love and understanding for yourself when you do binge, because it does make sense. It always makes sense in some way. You're not broken. You're not flawed. You're not weird or different than any of the rest of us in here. Okay. All right. So binge versus overeat. So there are a few common characteristics of a binge, but this is, you know, your binges do not have to meet every single one of these criteria. But let me just kind of, again, off the top of my head, and Mish, if you help me, or if you think of a big one that I've forgotten, you can just put it in the chat. So a binge is typically, and like I said, it's not absolutely everyone, but it's typically a large amount of food in a small amount of time. It's often done in secret. I talked about kind of the shame that comes and how we hide our binges sometimes. There's some dogs barking outside. So it's often done in secret. There's often a lot of shame that is attached to our binges, maybe more so with binges as opposed to overeats, which may be kind of more grab-assing, maybe more just eating a few bites past enough. But again, you define what your binges, you know, what binges are to you. You can call them a binge. You can call them an overeat. Sometimes it's just semantics. You know, it's not like you're doing something wrong if you call a binge an overeat. And everything that we talk about on this call can benefit everyone, because everyone overeats at some point. Okay, so large amount of food, small amount of time, often in secret, lots of shame attached to it. Often there are, or sometimes there are compensatory behaviors. And what I mean by that is we will restrict our food the next day to kind of make up for the binge. Or we will over-exercise, or we will do something. Some people purge to all of these things to kind of make up for the binge. And often that is coming a lot from shame in, I did something wrong, now I need to correct it, and things like that. So a lot of times it can, sometimes it can look like just going through the pantry, you know, multiple times. I know I was reading somebody's post today talking about how they kind of go back and forth between sweet and salty. And that's definitely something that that I do with my binges a lot of times is, ooh, okay, I've had enough sweet stuff. Now it's time for some salty stuff and kind of go back and forth. Yes, sometimes it can be food that you don't even like very much, you know, that maybe you wouldn't choose to put on your plan or something like that. And so that's something to kind of get curious about. And so what that really tells you is that it's not about the food. It's never about the food, but the binge is never about the food. If we can really work on just getting curious and compassionate with ourselves about our binge and kind of go beyond the, oh my gosh, I ate so much food, we can really get to, okay, how does this binge make sense? What can I learn from this? What is really going on here? So those are kind of the common characteristics that I can think of. Okay, and I'm just going to kind of go through the chat here. And again, don't forget, raise your hand if you are wanting to get coached. I'm going to answer a few Q&A here before we get started with coaching. So let's see. And I'll just kind of make some comments too. Kate mentioned I've never talked about my binging, and that is so very common, especially, you know, at first, when you are just kind of getting to know your binging and really just kind of practicing being more compassionate. I didn't talk about my binges with anyone for a long time, especially anyone kind of in like my husband or my family and things like that for a long time. I would talk to my coach, actually Coach Jane was my coach for a long time, way back when, and I would talk to her about it. And that's just so normal because again, you know, and I encourage you to maybe journal on that, Kate, like why, you know, what are your thoughts about your binging that makes you not want to talk about them? And that doesn't mean that you should. But I just know that, especially with someone like my husband, and this is, I kind of smile because it's so funny that sometimes we think with our spouses and with all, you know, the people that love us the most and people that spend the time, you know, the most time with us, we often think that they don't know what's going on, but a lot of times they do. And I just remember when I told my husband what was happening and what I did, he said, oh, I know you do that. I know, you know, I'm not oblivious. You know, I live here with you, so you're not really hiding anything and it's okay. And I love you anyway. And that was really huge for me, y'all. That was really big, was to, and he even made, like, every once in a while, he'll make a joke about my binging, and y'all, I was just so offended at first. How dare you, you know, make fun or make some sort of joke about this? Because I was still in a lot of shame, like about this, you know, very serious thing that I do. But what over time, what he really helped me see is that this really isn't as big of a deal as I was making it in my head. And he just saw it as me just eating a bunch of stuff sometimes. And it really just didn't have to be that big of a deal. It didn't have to be this terrible, broken, shameful thing about me. So it can be beneficial to talk about your binges. And there's actually a lesson in the Trusting Your Body course about how to talk to your loved ones about your binging. And so it's a great resource because you may just not know how to start the conversation. And I think the way I did it with my husband was like, okay, babe, I just need to tell you that sometimes I do this thing. And it was hard and it was a little uncomfortable at first, but just like not hiding it anymore really felt like the right thing for me. So, okay. Let's see. Mish just put the trust in your body. Let's see who's, oh, we've got some people raising their hand. I think it was Carmel. if you go down to under reactions, under the reactions button, you can raise your hand that way. All right, I'm going to look at a couple of Q&A, and then we're going to get into some coaching. Yes, okay, good job. Yeah, you raised your hand. How do you break a cycle of binges? Not a one-off, but weeks. Doing well 4 out of 5 days, and then binge, and then rinse and repeat. So I was answering an Ask Coach's question about this, I do believe, just a little while ago this afternoon. And so it's so common, y'all. It's just so normal, so okay, so common to kind of have a cycle of binges or just a pattern of your binging. And a lot of times, like for me, and this could be for you, but it could look a little bit different, but this is how we understand our binges. Someone else asks, how do I understand my binges? And you get to know them, and you get to know your patterns. And then you ask yourself how me doing this makes sense. Okay. So that is really how you understand your binges. But, so yes, there can be a pattern of like, well, or for me, there can be a pattern of like 3 or 4 days where I binge kind of 3 or 4 days in a row. And I have kind of come to understanding with that, where it's like, what happens is that, you know, maybe the first day, and this is where you want to get curious about your patterns, is like the first day, you know, kind of what, and this is, you know, doing discovery worksheets, doing our how to nurture yourself after an overeat worksheet, which is in the Trusting Your Body course. This is how you really get to know your binges and understand your binges. So what I encourage you to do is to take each binge on an individual basis and do a discovery worksheet for every single one, because often you may have 3 or 4 binges in a row, but we binge for different reasons on those different days, maybe. Because the first one might start off, like for me, a lot of times my first binge on day one starts with maybe me just overeating a few bites at lunch. And then I'm like, oh, you know, fuck it. I can't get this right. I'm a coach. I should be able to just stop it enough. And like, just, you know, fuck the rest of the day. And I have a binge. But then the next day, so I do a discovery worksheet and I kind of see what, you know, kind of get reminded of that thinking pattern. Then the next day, the reason could just be, well, I binged yesterday. I mean, you know, turned out okay. Like, you know, weighed myself today and I didn't gain any weight, so I'll just binge again today. Or it could just be like, you know, I'm really having a bad week and I just don't think I can get myself together this week, so I'm just going to binge again. It could be any kind of reason, but I really encourage you all to take the binges on an individual basis to see what you can learn from them. And that also just helps you like not make it such a huge deal. Like, oh my gosh, I had 4 days of binging, you know? And like, I mean, and I hear a lot of this, like I've been binging nonstop for days, but here's the deal, y'all. I bet you hadn't been eating. I bet you haven't literally been binging nonstop, right? This is where we have to kind of take the thermometer down and say, wait a minute, what's really been happening here? I bet you did some sleeping during that time. I bet you were able to stop eating at some point. It may have been when you were just totally physically uncomfortable, but it was still, you know, it still was a time when you decided to stop. Because I saw another question in the Q&A, and I think Misha answered it, but just when we really think that we're totally out of control with our eating or our binging, that is when we really can't find solutions and we can't find wins and we can't find places to kind of get curious about. But what I know is that there is always a win. There is always a time that we stop eating. We don't just eat nonstop forever. Okay. So that is what I've got for that. Okay. So let's go ahead and start coaching, because we've got a good little group here of people. Ronza, I'm going to bring you up. And y'all, I'm not in my regular place for coaching because I'm out of town. I am training to scuba dive. I just never in a million years thought that I would say that. But I'm out of town at a friend's house, and we're training together to learn how to scuba dive. And so we just started the training. We've only had a couple of classes, but today I've got my swimsuit on underneath, and I think we're actually getting in the pool today and learning how to breathe. And I tell y'all what, it's like, you know, it's like I'm back in school and learning something new, but it's exciting. Something I've always wanted to do. So I wanted to share that too, and just encourage you all to learn something new sometime. If there's something you've always wanted to do, get out there and do it, because I'm telling you what, when I'm thinking about scuba diving and all this stuff I got to learn and remember and how to breathe and you can't hold your breath and all this kind of stuff, you know, my mind isn't on food. My mind is not going to be on food tonight when I'm at this class and in the pool and figuring out how to breathe underwater. So it's really important for us to kind of occupy our minds with other things. And I think when we get out of school and we get to be older, and maybe the kids move out, and we got to find some other things to occupy our brain and kind of give our brains a break from work and things like that, just find something that you can occupy your brain with, okay? And it could just be rest. It could be scrolling Facebook. It could be giving yourself permission to just kind of zone out for a little while with TV or Instagram or something like that, okay? So it doesn't have to be this, you know, intellectually stimulating thing, but it can just be something that we give ourselves permission to do, and that, you know, because otherwise we're thinking, oh, we shouldn't be sitting here. Actually, that was another question I think I was answering on Ask Coaches. No, it was one of my private clients. Because that's how I spend most of my time here, by the way, at No BS, is working with my private clients. And she was really being hard on herself, just sitting and watching TV and scrolling Instagram. But y'all, we need that. We need that brain break. We're tired at night. Okay. So instead of eating, how about we give ourselves permission to rest and to rest our brain and just do something that's kind of mindless for a while. Okay. Y'all, I could just gab all night. All right, Ronza, let's get you up here. And let's do some coaching. All right. Let's get you up here next to me. There you are. Oh, you out walking?
We are walking, yes.
Love it. Love it. So what's up?
I had my second month transformation call today. Yeah. And I'm in a better place mind-wise, but binges are my bad thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a mind thing too, right? You're thinking that your binges are bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Could they be anything else but bad?
I don't think so. No, I think bad's all they are. Mine, I feel like, are emotional, stressful. Whether it's for work or, like I mentioned in my chat, the first one that hit me while I've been a member has been when I started my period. And I hadn't planned enough food. I've been coached that that's what I need to do. I need to put the food on the plan and eat what's on my plan when I'm hungry. Yeah. I just think I let myself get too stressed and I overate. And then I felt bad, and then I kind of said, fuck it. And it took me 2 weeks to finally get back on board with the program.
Okay, this is so good that you talked about this, because this is actually something we're going to be talking about this month with the monthly focus on leveling up your thinking. And there is going to be a week where we talk about fuck it eating, exactly what you did. Because did you hear what you said? You had an overeat. But then you were really judging yourself so harshly for that overeat that that's what led to the more overeating. Right? And do you see how probably
Yes.
the cycle kept continuing that you were overeating, judging yourself, overeating, judging yourself, right? And, you know, we're always looking for relief from our judgment. We often eat because we're so just tired of beating ourselves down. And so what we're going to talk about later on this week, but we'll talk about it right now, or later on this month, but we'll talk about it now too, is what could you have done at some point to interrupt that cycle of overeat, judge myself? You have any guesses?
Well, I did do a discovery worksheet after the first initial night, after we had went out and had, it was Mexican.
Yeah.
And I sat down, I knew I'd screwed up, and I sat down and did that. But then the next day came around, and it was just like I was doubting myself, and I never truly picked. I was just so disgusted, I guess, because I'm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the deal. We always got to find some wins in here. And the fact that you did a discovery worksheet after the first overeat is amazing, right? Because you probably got a little bit of learning from it. You got a little bit of maybe a little bit of relief from it. But here's the deal. I mean, you mentioned a transformation call, and so that means you have not been around here for very long, right?
No.
You just joined. And so
probably 40 days in, I guess is what it
okay.
is.
Okay. All right. So you have already got so many wins and so many, you know, learning experiences here. And what I want you to do is to just keep going and keep doing these discovery worksheets, because over time, your thoughts about your binges, if you keep getting curious about them, because the thing is that we can't be curious about our overeats and judgy about our overeats at the same time. So I want you to keep practicing. Okay, how does this make sense? I mentioned that earlier. How does this overeat make sense? How does this, you know, what can I learn from this? And that keeps you away from the judging so much. But what you're experiencing right now is totally normal. You're not supposed to be anywhere else than you're supposed to be right now. And then, you know, then you are right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then when I saw this call, I thought, you know, this is a time that I've got to get my butt in gear and do what I'm supposed to do. So,
well, you're
I'm
in
thankful
gear
you're doing
already.
This tonight.
From what I hear, I mean, you're out there walking, you're on this call, you're getting coached. This is where we want to be real careful about this, like black and white thinking. Okay. You are in gear right now.
Okay.
You're getting coached, you're walking, you're doing discovery worksheets, you're getting on transformation calls. You're probably practicing some of the four basics right now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You're doing it. You're practicing and you're doing enough. Yes. Someone in the chat said you are in the 2080 phase of the phases of change, right? And it might be good for you to go back and listen to that lesson again. That's the last lesson in the first module of the No BS course.
Okay. I will
and
do
it
that.
Talks about how you are not supposed to be any farther along than you are right now. So you're just not supposed to be any farther along. You're not supposed to be good at anything yet.
That's
you're
good
40
to
days
hear
in.
You guys say that. Yes.
Okay. And you'll keep hearing us say that. So let me ask you this before we get out of here. What is one thing that you could practice thinking about your binges? Like, you're going to hear they're bad and, you know, you screwed up and all this kind of stuff. But what is one thing that you could, that maybe you believe about your binges now, or something that you could tell yourself about your binges feels a little bit better?
Well, I'm not usually very good at these questions on this spot, but in my mind, I'm thinking, I recognize that I've started a binge, just stop it, to walk away, to get out of the living room, kitchen, wherever I am, and quit. So,
that is available.
Is that an answer to the question?
Yes, of course. Like you do, because you've got so much awareness already that you're going to start noticing, like when you're in the middle of a binge, right? That you have the opportunity to stop if you want to. But
Okay.
you could even like just take a pause in the middle of a binge, even if you start eating again later. That's a win right there because you had some control, right? I was talking a minute ago about, when we think we have no control, when we think we're totally out of control, that's when we stay
People
stuck.
can hear you.
And
Back.
so that's where you can find a win. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I appreciate it.
All right, you're doing great. Just keep going. Keep reaching out for help. There's always ask coaches. And let's just keep going, okay? You are right where you need to be.
Will
Right
do.
where you need
Thank you.
to be. Okay. All right. See ya. All right, bye. Okay. I want to answer Stacy's question in here. I just saw it in the chat. How can I possibly not feel ashamed? I just don't know how to do that. I understand the why and that my brain found this way to help me cope years ago, but to me, it is shameful. How about this, Stacy? How about we start here? How about we just start with some shame, but also some understanding? How about we just let shame and understanding coexist a little bit? Let's not try to feel 0% shame about our binges. Let's start with, I feel some shame. And I also understand what's going on here. I mean, I'm not telling you I feel 0% shame about my binges. And like, that's just old shitty coming in, and he's gonna come in maybe forever. So let's not try to get to zero shame, but I'm telling you, if you just let shame and curiosity and understanding all kind of coexist together, shame is just one. It's just one, one person in the room or one feeling in the room. Let's just let it kind of be with these other things too. Okay. Yes, Melanie said somewhere there's a worksheet that the binge is another need that is not being met. Yes, that is the Mish, if you can even if it takes you a few minutes, but and I don't think you posted it yet, but the how to nurture yourself after an overeat worksheet, y'all, for anybody who binges, that is my absolute favorite number one resource. I call it Discovery Worksheet 2.0 because it really, really helps you just go a little bit deeper with your overeats and your binges, whatever you want to call them. And it just asks some really powerful questions like, what feeling was I trying to create or avoid with my with this binge? What did I really need in the moment? How can I nurture myself right now after this overeat? So that we can definitely put that in the show notes, but it is part of the Trusting Your Body course. It's one of the worksheets in there. Yes, someone said the shame dissipated for me when I repeatedly journaled. Awesome. Awesome, Mish. Thank you for posting that. The shame dissipated for me when I repeatedly journal and saw that others struggle too. Y'all, the number one reason, I don't know, maybe it's not, but a very common reason for shame is thinking that you're the only one, right? Thinking that you're the snowflake, you're the unicorn, whatever we want to call it, right? But we know that we're not ever alone in anything, almost anything. We got a whole community here in the binge support group on these binge coaching calls where you are not alone. There is somebody who's been through something like you've gone through. Okay. And the only way to know that is you got to reach out, or you got to get in there and read other people's experiences. Okay. And that's how you learn that you're not alone. All right. We've got Allison. Bring you on. Yeah, you could definitely do the worksheet prior to the binge. See what you can learn there. All right. Hey there.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good. Thank you. So I was like, not going to raise my hand. I should know better. And then I was like, no, this is what it's here for. So I don't know if you could see that, but that's my blood work. That's my A1C.
Okay.
Boom. I just shot myself up to pre-diabetes range.
Okay. I've
not been there in 2014. And I've always called it a wobble, and I actually love to binge. I love the experience of like the cram session, I call it. But then over my years in OBS, like I'm like, oh, I'm just in a wobble. And I always like get out of it. And I feel like I have not gotten out of this one since like January, even like Christmas candies. But then I thought, okay, that's normal. I work at a hair salon. We get a lot of candies. But I had a colonoscopy in January. And I feel like, I don't know if something with the gut flora and all that, but I'm like really overeating, but binging a lot of like stuff I haven't done in years. I even opened like my old go-to years ago was like hot chocolate mix. And I would open it and I would eat it with a spoon. I did that last week. I haven't done that, and I can't tell you how many years.
Okay. So how does this all make sense? How is this just like a little bit longer of a wobble? Because you're sitting there, Allison. You're like, let's see. Let me tell you about this huge deal. Let me show you the numbers on my phone. Let me, you know, like I want you to, you know, agree with me that it's this huge deal.
No, but it scared me when my doctor, because I'm like, oh yeah, my numbers went up. But then he said the word prediabetes. I was like, oh shit, no, no, we're not doing
well,
that.
Well, I mean, and maybe this could be what you needed to hear too.
Yeah.
You know, but this is just a little bit longer of a wobble is all. Yeah. I mean, and again, you just explained to me like why it makes sense. These other wobbles, you hadn't had a colonoscopy or you hadn't had as much stuff at the salon or whatever. And so it's really just, how does this make sense? How could we not make this such a huge deal to just get back at it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think?
Like, literally, I'm afraid I have all this like Easter candy in the house now. Mm-hmm. And I literally, planned some and I had it and I had it with my dinner and I went back in and I had more and a little more and now I'm like, no, I'm good. But it's like the cravings feel insatiable again. Mm-hmm. And that might be what.
And how does that make sense? How is that normal? That the cravings feel stronger right now?
Maybe because I'm eating more than I have in a long time.
This has just lasted a little bit longer. You've kind of reinforced the habit of overeating a little bit longer. So, of course, it's going to feel like we want to keep doing this. We want to, you know, we want to keep doing what we've been doing for a little bit longer time than we did before. But what we know is that, again, if we just kind of take the temperature down on all of this, it's like, okay. If this wasn't that huge of a deal, if it was just the same solution it always is, you know, being with the urge, recognizing that it's just an urge, it may, and normalizing that maybe it does feel a little bit stronger right now,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
Maybe that's exactly just what I needed to hear, that I'm just making it, I call it a BFD, like a big freaking deal, and it's really like not that big of a deal. I just needed you today. Thank you.
And this is for everyone where it's like, because I mean, that this is, and once again, you're not alone, right? You know, Allison, right? Like it's when we make things a big deal and we, you know, kind of, and when I kind of do this motion, I'm kind of talking about like our nervous system and how we can kind of get above home base with, when we make things a big deal, it just gets high, you know, higher and higher and higher. And it's like, okay, what if this wasn't as big of a deal as I'm thinking it is right now? That is one of the most powerful questions we can ask ourselves. One of the most powerful questions we can kind of keep in our pocket, keep in our toolbox. I know this feels like a huge deal, but what if it wasn't? You know, what if, what would Coach Betsy say? What would Corinne say? I do that all the time with Corinne, because when my brain goes crazy, I'm like, what would Corinne, I mean, and Corinne has coached me enough over the years. What would she say? You know, what would she say to me right now? She would not make it a big deal. She would not, you know, agree with me or, you know, commiserate with me on how this was a big deal. And I'm not going to do that with you, right? Because that's not what's helping you.
No, I think I was scaring myself thinking, and it's not a big deal. Like, I know what to do.
And this is where we can kind of use some of this somatic stuff or just these tools that we teach in trusting your body and stop, you know, hand on our heart, take a deep breath. Yeah. Like, okay, let's just stop for a minute. Just taking a pause, right? Just taking a pause from going, you know, up, 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 or kind of, you know, swirling, swirling. How can we just stop? Could this possibly be less of a big deal than I'm making it out to be right now?
Yeah, 100%.
Someone said in the chat, I used to think if I scared myself by making a huge deal about it, I'd scare myself straight. But compassion actually works better. And that's it, right? That's another way you're like, I mean, our brain, you know, wants to make things, it thinks that's the solution, right? To make this a big deal, to freak out about this, that will, yeah, kind of scare us straight. But that's just an error, right? That's kind of a thought error. Like,
No, and you
calm
just brought
ourselves
back
down.
an
Go ahead.
inside, and I released that power thinking, oh my goodness, something else is going on outside of me, and it's not. It's not at all. So, all right.
So
Thank you.
again, just kind of carry that little question around in your pocket, but also, I mean, just the pausing and the breathing can sometimes just bring us back down enough to where we can kind of just come to that question ourselves of, am
And
I
I have a
making this
little
a big deal?
breathing thing here where, like, inhale, hold, exhale, hold. And I will do that. And I will do some of the breathing techniques, because those do help a lot.
I try to keep it simple because there's definitely a lot of good breathing techniques, but I mean, I swear most of us are just breathing so shallowly that even just literally one deeper breath doesn't even have to be like holding or anything to start out with can be a game changer because we are usually just breathing like kind of from here to here a lot of times. So whatever works for you. So just we just you just needed kind of a reminder, right?
Thank you. Yeah, that was huge. Like, it just already, my next blood work's in 12 weeks, so I'll be good. I'll be back.
All
I'll be
right. It
back in.
just kind of jumped up there, but it's just right. I mean, I'm almost glad you showed me because it was like it's just a little bit and you can get it right back.
But I know exactly, I'm a direct result of the choices I'm making. And I just was convincing myself it wasn't my, ch like, the choices were out of my control. And that's not true. It is an inside job. So I got this. Thank you so much. It was great seeing you. Thank you.
All right, good to see you. All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right. Great job, everybody. Reaching out to get coached. All right. Good job, Nish. Just like writing down what I said. All right, let's do one. Let's see if we have time for one more. I've got to just be out of here right at six, maybe at like 5:59. So let's see. I think Carmel. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Get you up here. See. Are you there? I'm asking you to unmute and then to start your
Okay.
video. Yes, I can hear you. Let's
Okay.
start
There I
there.
am.
You are. Hello.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi, good to see you. Is it
Yeah.
Carmel?
No, it's just Carmel.
Carmel. Okay, I love
Carmel.
it. I love
I know.
it.
A lot of people say Carmel, but it's Carmel. I joined OBS September of 2020, and I have the same pattern of doing well, doing my plan, and then getting and losing some weight. Then after about 3 weeks, never make it to a full month, start binging, quit everything, but not actually quit, but stop doing everything. Stop watching calls, stop doing replays, everything until something, I don't know what, I say, I'm going to try again. And then I try again for a few weeks, and then it happens again. So I've made very little progress. And I keep thinking, you should just quit. You should just quit. But there's that little bit of hope that maybe. But I don't understand why I am choosing, because I know it's a choice to eat instead of losing my weight. And then right now, a big life change is going on. And so I'm alone for the first time, trying to get back to a different province. But as a result, we're just apart for right now. And I am eating nonstop. Well, not nonstop, but way too much. And I know intellectually it doesn't solve the problem. But when I'm
Well,
eating
here's what
that
I want
chocolate
us.
roll, it's like, oh, this tastes so good. I love this. And I'll go get another one. I'll get another one, or I'll switch to chips or something.
Well, let's kind of go back to where you said, first off, we've got a win here, and that you're really aware of your patterns, right? You're really aware of the pattern of kind of 3 weeks. You're doing the things, you're seeing some results and things like that, and then, something happens and you stop doing it. What do you think is going on at that 3 week mark? If you were to just take a guess.
I think I see a stall on the scale, and I think, oh, I deserve to have lost weight this week. I was working really hard. I'm eating less than I ever have. I'm drinking my water, and I think that's what starts a binge. And then I think, well, of course you've gained weight, or it's not
Okay,
working for
so like
me.
you see how you start to say like, oh, this isn't working.
Yeah.
I'm doing this wrong and all that. And then you actually take the action to manifest that, right? To make that happen.
Right.
Right. And so, because we got to get aware of what's happening first before
Okay.
we can change it or just, kind of accept
Self-fulfilling
it, things like
prophecy,
that.
basically.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so that's just how it makes total sense, right? Because again, that's what I've been talking about through this whole call. It's so important for us to understand how all this makes sense first, and then we can maybe do something different. So it's like you're not broken. You're not, there's not some, like hormonal thing going on or whatever, right? It's just that your belief kind of starts to wane when you see that number on the scale, not, and that very normal kind of number, maybe kind of just leveling out it, because it sounds like you had been losing before that,
Right.
kind of, consistently. But we also know that it's very normal for, weight to kind of level out sometimes here and there. And so, yeah, that is what's happening. It's like your belief, you see that number on the scale, and you just start to kind of think something different. Believe something different. Yeah. So it
And it
makes
doesn't
sense.
matter. I am type 2 diabetic, and I don't check my blood sugar. And I avoid getting my A1Cs because I know they'll be bad. And that's still not enough to make me stop eating stuff I shouldn't be eating. And then I think, how
Well,
stupid am I? Like, this is
you're
nuts.
just protecting yourself. You're just protecting yourself from more shame and judgment. That's all that's happening there. And the eating is you protecting yourself too from the pain of being alone, being in the situation that you're in. Again, and this is where you mentioned kind of it's a choice. And like, this is where We don't talk so much about this. I'm going to talk about this in this group because I think it's really important for y'all to hear. And I'm doing some research on this. Coach Kathy and I are kind of working together. But where we can get into trouble, especially with binging, is thinking that it's always 100% choice that we make. But sometimes when we do not feel safe in our body, like for you, when you're alone and you don't feel safe and you're feeling a lot of kind of danger in your body.
Yeah.
The nervous system is, it just makes an automatic reaction to that. And for a lot of that, us, that is eating. So it really all the time is not a full on choice. Because, and that, but that's actually good news, because if we think it's always a choice, then we're judging ourselves when we make that choice. Yeah. But what is happening is that your nervous system is just grasping at the lowest hanging fruit, you know, at the, what is the easiest thing we can get her to do to bring us back down into home base, to keep us safe. And for a lot of us, that is food. That is eating. That is binging. What do you think? What do you think about that?
I think that's very true.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel a little bit better to maybe think like, okay, this, I mean, you know, it's like, it feels better to think like, you know, I don't have 100% control over it. And it really is just my body trying to care for me in the only way it knows how in the moment.
Yeah.
Yes. And so then we can.
I feel like I should know better. I've been in no BS for 4 years, or almost 4 years.
there are a lot of us. Here's what I think, Carmel. I think there are some of us who we will just, maybe not forever, I don't know. Everyone's different, but that we just may always have those kinds of reactions, automatic reactions to situations sometimes.
It's helpful to know that you have that as well, Betsy. That is huge.
Yeah. Well, I talked about it in the binge group today. I did a quick Facebook Live, and I was going to talk about it a little bit more tonight. Yeah. Did you see it?
No, I missed that.
Okay. Okay. It's in the Facebook group, and I would love for you all to watch it and to share your experiences. But I went through a tornado almost exactly a year ago. It was a year ago yesterday. I was in my home by myself in the bathtub with my, mattress over me. And a tornado came through my community about two blocks north of me. And it was a very traumatic experience. And the 1 year anniversary was yesterday. And y'all, I mean, that is a life-threatening experience that I went through. Yeah. And so I see that. I mean, that's my example of, I was just really reflecting on that experience. My body didn't feel safe. You know, my nervous system didn't feel safe. It felt dysregulated. And I've been binging these last couple of weeks. Yeah. Makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. And so how could it make sense for you with what you're experiencing right now?
It absolutely makes sense. Everything is up in a question mark. And we don't know when he'll get a job. We don't know when we're moving back. We don't know how to sell this house yet. There's just so many unanswered questions.
Uncertainty. Uncertainty can be one of the most unsafe feelings that we feel in our bodies. And, you know, feelings are felt in the body. They're down here somewhere. Mm-hmm. You've got tons of uncertainty right now.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It just makes so much sense that you're wanting to feel safe. And food is kind of the go-to. But what we know is that when we kind of understand more about what's happening with us, then that's where we can, where we can decrease when we have more compassion, when we have more understanding, sometimes we can maybe catch ourselves. Or sometimes maybe we can stop in the middle of a binge, or just at least we can be more compassionate and understanding after the binge. And that's how over time all of this starts to unwind. And y'all, this is a process and this takes time, and I can't give you a timeline or a deadline or anything. Everybody is different, but it all starts with, just like with Allison, not making this a huge deal, not making this terrible thing about us, not making it this bad thing, and having more compassion for ourselves.
Taking away some of the guilt. I will let you go. Thank you very
All
much,
right,
Beth.
I've got to get to my
Thank
scuba
you.
class.
Okay, good luck with that. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. I have got to run. But it has been so good coaching with you all today. Please, please encourage anyone who wasn't on this call to listen to the replay. It'll be up in a couple of days. And just if you have any questions, be sure and watch that Facebook Live that I did in Facebook earlier today. If you have any questions about that or comments, I'd love to work with you in there. That is just an amazing safe community that we have for you all. Okay? All right. Take care. Bye.